According to the Pew Internet and American Life Project, younger patrons don't just use libraries to study. They also go there to hang out in a place that feels calm. It's a little less serene at the Chattanooga Public Library. Justin Henke is the teen librarian there, and we were a little stunned to find an article Justin wrote for Medium.com called "Why I Bought an Original 1981 Ms. Pac-Man Arcade Machine for My Library." Producer Zach Nugent caught up with Justin to ask him why.
I spent most of my time as a teenager hanging out in arcades, which don't seem to exist anymore. I really got a sense of like community, and I met a lot of my friends just playing games like Street Fighter II and Mortal Kombat. With arcades going away, that's sort of been lost. And libraries are a great place to have something like that because we are community centers. We're a place where everybody in the community can come have different experiences. Getting video games into libraries just seemed like a no-brainer to me.
And you've had success working with video games in the past?
Yeah, I've worked at three different libraries now, and we've always had a gaming program going on. It just depends on the area. Like when I used to live in Maine, soccer was huge, so we played FIFA World Cup all the time. Here in Chattanooga, I've only been here 3 months, so I'm still getting a feel of what the teens are into, but I ran across this Ms. Pac-Man arcade machine on Craigslist, and it was only $150, and I was like, you know, I need to get that and sort of recreate that arcade experience here in the library.
So what do these teenagers think? They're used to playing Xbox 360s and PlayStations. What do they think when they see what must seem to them like an ancient game like Mrs. Pac-Man?
A lot of them ask, what is that? Because they've never seen a video game that big. Because it's huge and it's heavy. And then you sort of show it off to them, and it's funny how they just quickly sort of gather around it, like the old arcade days where people would just flock to a machine and watch what's going on that one screen. Without me sort of telling them that that's what people used to do, they did that instinctually. So it was like really interesting to see that happen.
So there must be people saying that video games don't belong in libraries.
I would encourage them to go visit their local library because they'll see that their local library is doing a lot more than just reading and books and all that. Libraries have tons of programs, whether it could be like a cooking class or a book group or who knows what. Here at the Chattanooga Public Library, we're connected to a 1 gigabit per second internet connection, which is super fast, amazingly fast. So we're doing a whole program around that next week, just showing off the capabilities and what you can do with internet this fast. So libraries, they're not just about books anymore. We still have all that, and we totally support that, but just take a trip down to your local public library and you'll see that there's a lot more offered these days.
Well, are you hoping to bring any more video games to the library?
Oh, I would love to. We have all the console games like Xbox and Wii and all that, but if I can get my hands on some awesome old games like Burger Time or something, I would be all for that.
Justin Henke there, teen librarian at the Chattanooga Public Library in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can read his article about buying a Ms. Pac-Man arcade machine for his library at wordofmouthradio.org. Pac-Man.